You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Human beings are not always dependable, but God is. His promises are guaranteed in Jesus Christ.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O God of love and God of grace, doubts and uncertainties of the future plague the minds of so many people at this hour. Economies change, friendships turn sour, and even religion at times seems unreliable. Direct the gaze of the weary and the uncertain to your crucifixion cross and the empty tomb. O Lord, may people everywhere realize that within a world of change and decay, there is a guarantee of all your loving promises. This guarantee, O Lord, is your Son, Jesus Christ, and His triumphant and glorious resurrection. In His powerful name we pray, Amen. An innocent-looking classified ad appeared in a Midwestern newspaper several months ago. Jobs were offered paying $9.25 an hour for drivers and warehouse employees. 2,000 job seekers rapidly responded to the offer for work, but they were bitterly disappointed. The notice was a hoax. The jobs had never even existed. This and similar experiences have caused the general public to view with extreme skepticism advertisements which seem too good to be true. This also happens with matters related to religion. Nearly 2 years ago, the Wall Street Journal carried the story of an unusual religious organization. It was called the Life Science Church. Their advertisements appeared in respected publications. The apparent primary reason for the establishment of this so-called church was to enable its members to avoid paying taxes. For fees as high as $4,000, leaders of the church provided members with packets of information explaining how to become tax-exempt by taking vows of poverty and allegedly becoming ministers. Obviously, the Internal Revenue Service did not recognize this operation as a legitimate tax-exempt institution. As a result, the leaders were charged with 26 counts of conspiracy to defraud the government, tax evasion, failure to file tax returns, and mail fraud. Bogus offers and misleading advertisements appear almost daily in the business world. Likewise, fraudulent schemes are exposed with a high degree of regularity in the religious community. As a result, is it any wonder that those now searching for meaning in life and those desiring to become more involved in religion are leery and suspicious? And they have every right to feel this way. But the problem of suspicion with religion is not unique to our generation. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the zealous missionary St. Paul was traveling from community to community, establishing and encouraging churches. At one point, the leadership of the Church of Corinth charged him with being unreliable and undependable. Almost immediately, this Jewish evangelist for Jesus Christ reacted. He did not try to defend himself. Instead of dwelling on the charges of his detractors, he pointed to the one who is the head of the Christian church in heaven and on earth. St. Paul pointed to the crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul's advice applies also to us today. No one should ever reject or hesitate to embrace the Christian faith because of the shortcomings of individual members or even leaders of the church. Instead, if you are wondering about the trustworthiness of the Christian faith, consider only the reliability of God Himself. We must fix our eyes upon and examine only the head of the church, the crucified and resurrected Savior. For all the promises of God, the Bible says, for all the promises of God find their yes, their truthfulness, their reliability in Jesus Christ. Church members, because of their humanness, may fail, but Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, is always reliable. This basic biblical teaching provides trustworthy hope every hour for the anxious cancer patients, for the incurably ill, and for the dying. This is also crucial at a time when many pseudo-religious hucksters are attempting to peddle useless philosophies of positive thinking to anxious hearts. Let the real truth be proclaimed, that the eternal promises of the true Christian faith are never nebulous or uncertain. For all the promises of God find their yes, their guarantee in the One who is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of God's nature, and the One, Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of His power. In His indelible promises, God has assured every generation that all who give up their sinful ways and turn in sincere repentance to Him will be saved from the condemnation of their sin. The guarantee of this death-defeating and life-giving promise is built solidly and squarely on the death and physical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible states in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I quote, "But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, your faith is also vain." But the Bible joyfully and gloriously announces, "Now Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who are asleep." This means that there is for you at this moment in Christ meaning for this life and a totally reliable hope for heaven. As you come to the end of your days, it does not have to be the end of all things. For all who trust in the sin-cleansing power of the blood of the crucified Savior, this is just the beginning of being forever in the very presence of God. When Jesus Christ was raised from the cold grave, His resurrection was an absolute guarantee that all His followers would likewise be raised and be granted entrance into the very gates of paradise. People may scoff at and even openly express a lack of trust in the promises made by people who call themselves Christian. Questionable actions of religious organizations may be found to be wanting. But God's immortal promises never depend upon the unreliability or even deception of mortal men. For all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus Christ. When the tear-filled seekers of the Savior on Easter morning were told by the angel at the grave that Jesus was not in the tomb, but that He had risen, this was an open public display that God can indeed be trusted in all of His promises. Even in your hour of greatest despair, you can live with the assurance that God will supply all your needs. He will grant you daily strength, and He will provide your wavering spirit with a certain eternal hope. Last spring, in the country of Scotland, a father and mother were told that their son had been killed in a mountain climbing accident. Both parents and a brother-in-law were taken to identify the body. The parents tearfully confirmed it was their son's corpse. The grief-stricken family then placed a funeral notice in the local paper and went into mourning. But there was a mistake. The police found the son alive and well in a hotel in a mountain ski resort in the Scottish Highlands. The father said, "It has been an awful shock. One day our boy is dead, and the next day he is alive. It is like having him brought back from the dead." When Jesus was confirmed dead by the Roman soldiers and 3 days later proclaimed alive by the angel, there was no mistake. Jesus had gone to the cross to die just as he said he would. And on the third day he rose again from the dead, just as he said he would. In the Gospel of Mark, the promises of Jesus to his followers are recorded. This is what it says, and I quote, "And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." This was God speaking these promises, and his promises always find their yes. They are always confirmed in Jesus Christ, in his sin-atoning death, and his glorious triumphant resurrection. If only more preachers would take the divinely inspired and authoritative words of the Holy Scriptures more seriously. These words reveal that all the promises of God find their confirmation and their absolute guarantee in Jesus Christ. Then, with a fresh pulpit proclamation based on the historical resurrection of the crucified Savior, disturbed hearts would be settled, lonely and despairing souls would be comforted, the weak would be strengthened, and the dying would receive Christ-centered courage and consolation. But all too often, the church is busy with other things. In a recently released study published by the British Institute for the Study of Worship and Religious Architecture, it was recommended, now listen to this, it was recommended that churches be used for playing games. The study stated that there would be nothing wrong with playing a game of badminton in the main part of the church. After all, the study points out, and I quote, "Churches have been used for all kinds of events, including feasts, raffles, wrestling, judo, and rummage sales. Let a clear warning be made to all who fill the church with questionable activities instead of a clear teaching and preaching of a crucified Christ, that they shall be held accountable someday before a holy, righteous, and angry God." As you listen to this broadcast, you may feel like many others recently described in a survey. You would like to enjoy life more. However, there are now so many different problems and pressures facing you and your family that the future offers very little hope. If this is your situation at this hour, then remember, in the Bible we learn that Jesus understands everything that we are ever going through. He was tempted in every hour just like we are. And based on this reliable and changeless divine teaching, you can be absolutely certain at this moment that Jesus Christ stands at your side. He openly and lovingly offers all who turn to him a power for living. This power, which is at work in the followers of the Savior, is the same power which God the Father used to raise his Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. This does not mean, however, that Christians never have any problems. On the contrary, many times believers encounter extra difficulties. This frequently happens just because they are Christian. Obviously, this is all the demonic work of the evil one, the devil. Yet you and I can live with the biblical promise that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. God is saying to you today, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." In your times of greatest trial and distress, don't ever overlook this magnificent promise. You can trust it every day. For every promise of God is confirmed. It is affirmed. It is guaranteed in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are now in the midst of family turmoil, God promises you help and patience to see things through. If you are experiencing health problems, you can live each hour with the conviction and the certainty that your Lord will do what is best for you. If you are a child or a young person, confused and worried about the future, place all your anxieties and concerns in God's hands. He has given up His only Son for you. He has brought you this far in life, and He will certainly continue to be at your side to empower you and to guide you. Yes, no matter what your age might be, as each day you realize the many challenges of this life, oh, may you also long for that place where you shall see God face to face someday. Let each of us heed the admonition of the Holy Scriptures to set our minds on heavenly things and not on things of this life. And even though there be those who may try to challenge or belittle our faith by attempting to make us doubt, we can live every passing moment with the quiet confidence that every promise of God is true. Every one of God's wonderful promises is absolutely confirmed by Jesus Christ. If after the crucifixion, Jesus Christ would have remained defeated in the grave, then, and only then, all of God's promises would have been revealed as useless. But the fact is this, Jesus Christ was raised on the third day, and now all of God's promises are guaranteed. They are guaranteed in the triumphant resurrection of His Son. These promises have their yes in Jesus Christ. He is without beginning and without end. His promises are for you this moment. Amen.